1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. For the first time in history, prosecutors will present a criminal case against a former U.S. president. Opening statements begin this morning in the New York City hush money trial of Donald Trump. Here's ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl with more on what Trump's defense may be.
The argument is that, look, $35,000 payments, these were monthly retainers, and they will also make the case that at the end of the day, hush money, catch and kill schemes. They will argue this is routine for somebody who is very wealthy.
Trump is allowed to talk in the hallway before the proceedings, but not during the actual trial. The Senate is expected to vote tomorrow on that aid package for Ukraine and Israel. They will be introduced in one bill along with aid for Taiwan and a bill forcing TikTok's Chinese owners to divest from the social media app. On this Earth Day, climate scientists say that Europe is the fastest warming continent on the planet, its temperatures rising at roughly twice the global average. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in La Crosse today, blaming Donald Trump for rolling back abortion rights in some states.
What we are seeing in these states that we are talking about are Trump abortion bans, and he can't get away from that.
That's Harris on the campaign trail last week. The latest Marquette poll shows abortion is the number one issue with Wisconsin Democrats. The state of Wisconsin is in good financial shape, according to the latest Wisconsin Policy Forum report. State debt is the lowest in 25 years, and reserves set a record last June. The Policy Forum says Wisconsin is in a good place to pay short-term bills, and the unemployment fund balance has built up again. The report says the state could use more money in its transportation fund. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Starting Tuesday at 7 a.m., the westbound U.S. 10 ramp to northbound Interstate 41 will close and will remain closed for 3 weeks until May 13th. To get around the detour, the Wisconsin DOT recommends drivers pass the I-41 exit and get off at the County BB exit. Then drivers can re-enter U.S. 10 eastbound to access I-41 from there. The roadwork is part of the I-41 rehabilitation project between Nina and Grand Chute. Volunteers are needed for the annual Fox Wolf Watershed cleanup May 4th. Sharon Cook, the development director, says keeping the waterways clean is important for the environment and your health.
Garbage can get into the water and it causes problems for our infrastructure. And of course, 200,000 people get their drinking water from Lake Winnebago.
Cook says there will be over 65 public sites for cleanup activities extending all the way from Green Bay to Fond du Lac. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Milwaukee wins game one. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Indiana Pacers had beat the Bucks 4 out of 5 games this year, and with Giannis injured and unable to play, the odds were against the Bucks. But Chris Middleton stepped up with 23 points as the Bucks held on to win 109-94 over the Pacers. Damian Lillard scored 35 points just in the first half. Head coach Doc Rivers.
He carried us. He was unbelievable. You know, we worked on setting picks just to give him room. It was really good.
Game two in Milwaukee tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers in Pittsburgh tonight after sweeping the Cardinals over the weekend with a 2-0 shutout over the Birds, thanks to pitchers like Colin Ray, Brian Hudson, and catcher William Contreras.
You know, Colin's very, very consistent, and when he's not, William pulls him in to give us 5+, and then the job that Huddy did, you know, a little bit underrated, you know, like, you know, he almost didn't make the team out of spring training, and that kid's been great.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy through early this afternoon, then becoming mostly cloudy with sprinkles, and it will get windy later today. Our high 66, the wind southwest at 10 to 20 this morning. Gusts up to 35 by late this afternoon. Tonight, windy, scattered showers 49. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers or a thunderstorm with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. The mayor will be back again tomorrow from New York City.
Rush, I'm Heather Heil. Gonna stick around for another hour. How about that? You all right with that?
Tell me that Rush. Okay. Tell me that Rush isn't one of the all-time
Rush.
Great bands.
Oh, I love Rush. And I loved when I would spin Rush when I was in radio, because I'd be like, Rush. Because it just sounds cooler when you say Rush.
Yeah, maybe it was when you heard it then. Or
no, not so cool. Just,
Todd, what are you
Did
Todd,
my cool
Todd
just go
producer.
Up? Yeah. It's Rush. Yep.
Did a WISS in Berlin?
No, that was here at a local rock station.
Yeah, classic rock.
We were.
Introduce
but now
very
it's like
guest.
Old. Yeah, I will. Know. Thank you so much. I adore this next guest that just walked in our door, Mr. Mike Allen. And not only are you, like, you have such good energy and an amazing human being, but I saw the artwork and I immediately said, I want to buy that.
Yep.
Want to buy that.
Give us the background,
yes.
Mike.
What's going on? What is the art? Where did this come from?
And actually, I'll grab it and hold it up.
Yeah, please. Let's see this.
Well, I took art course through the mail when I was growing up that my parents paid for. And kind of stuck with it, doodling on and off, and came back from Vietnam and got into kind of like black light. So I'd done a black light silk screen, and I kind of came off of Tall Ships. And I believe that was part of a record album somewhere. I'd still have to find it. But I put my own spin on it and turned it into black light. And the ship is going into the background. Small ship taking the sails down. So I called it Call and I Will Follow. And waiting for a signal from those on the ship to wave, to flash a light or something else like that to follow in and to get pulled into it.
Was this kind of therapy for you at all?
Yeah.
Talk about that. I just got a text here. That is amazing.
Right?
Somebody
it's
just texted.
Beautiful.
Tell me about the therapy aspect of it.
Well, it's calming, and I'd listen to rock and roll music and while I was painting. And that was a calming thing. And
tell about your other artwork out in the middle of the jungle where this all started, how your way of coping with some of the officers and everything.
So, Mike, you said you did, before you went into the service, your parents gave you these art classes. So when you Vietnam, you continued with the art. That didn't stop.
Yeah, kind of poking at it, you know, and up in the jungle we'd be on stand down too, and socked in from typhoons, or you get your NDP sight early, or, you know, I'd break out the ammo box and pull out my writing paper and you write letters, and there is where I doodled and came up with, started making those two posters.
He made kind of anti-war posters, right, Mike?
Go ahead. On paper, mm-hmm. writing writing paper. My squad leader, Raymond Blackman, he kind of got me into this, and he was doing one also, and he gave me his original one, so I have that at home too. So that's where I kind of got started, doodling and protesting against the war, mm-hmm. but we were still out there search and destroy yeah. missions.
So you're serving and you're protesting right, over there. Right. Yeah. And creating these magical pieces of art. Do you still have them?
I got them on my cell phone in the vehicle. So I had some printed up this past mm-hmm. fall. I had went to Office Max and they copied them and they put them on a stick for me. Mm-hmm. So I had some 36 by 24 blown up like this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty huge, and
it's almost like psychedelic kind of right. type thing.
I know. I'm yeah. really digging this vibe with everything.
Well, and I told you the story about blood on one of them.
Yeah,
go ahead, tell that story, Mike.
Yeah. Okay. You had a leech?
Yeah,
what?
That was a leech, yeah. They were all over, and you'd pull them off, and they'd be bleeding, and you'd just fling them, or you'd pull them off you, and you'd stretch them out, and you'd tie them in a knot.
And say, well,
take that, you leech.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Or you burn them with your cigarette mm-hmm. lighter, or you put the insect repellent mm-hmm. on them and burn them. But yeah, they'd fill up on your blood and mm-hmm. then fall off and drain the night. You'd wake up in the morning, you had blood spots on your fatigues mm-hmm. or the leech fell off you and you rolled onto it and it popped and you couldn't scratch them because they'd get infected. Mm-hmm. So,
but some guys wanted to get the infection, didn't they?
Right. You could get infected and you'd get out of the field, mm-hmm. you know, or
sure.
or something else, you know, but.
So there's some of your pieces of art, though, have some of these remnants on them, yes?
Yes. The paperwork does, the writing pad. So it,
and you know the part I get a kick out of, I just find amazing, is, and cause I've seen your pictures of you guys sitting in the middle of the jungle. I mean, you right. guys in the heart of the jungle, there could have been Viet Cong 5 feet away mm-hmm. from you, and you wouldn't know it because it was so thick. But you guys right. are just sitting there playing cards right. and doodling and things like that. You had to find a way to stay sane, didn't you?
Yep. And you made your own fun, if you could. So, but.
And there's some hookah?
Hookah?
Little something-something?
Yeah,
little
for the
smoky
effort.
Smoke? Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of picked your spot, and mm-hmm. it wasn't, you know, you kept it pretty much to yourselves, and you had to be careful, mm-hmm. and there are certain areas where, you know, like this one time we were crossing this stream, and it was waist deep, and I was rear security. I was 3rd platoon, 3rd squad, so I was at the end. And about half of the guys had already crossed, and somebody hollered, "Anaconda," or not hollered, but...
Yeah, said, yeah.
Voice like, "Anaconda, anaconda." And I didn't know they didn't have, I guess, anacondas in Vietnam. They had pythons. So anyway... The FO, Ramey, he come to the back and he asked if anybody was back here. And I said, "No, man, I'm the only one. I'm pulling mm-hmm. rear security, you know." Then platoon leader Sergeant Rob come back and said the same thing. And Ramey was all jittery and nervous. Well, there's a big damn old snake
mm-hmm.
on top of the damn stream scrolling around. So comes back there and he starts rolling up a joint. I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Well, what's that?" He says, he lit it up. And Ramey says, Sergeant Rob says, "Marijuana." I said, "Really? Oh, wow. Let me try some." And Ramey says, No, Alan, you don't smoke cigarettes." I said, "Well, come on, let me try." Well, I took a couple of puffs, but I didn't know what to expect, so I didn't expect anything. But after about a half hour, we crossed the stream, and the snake was gone.
Magically, that snake was gone.
You know what's so funny? I had a Marine one time tell me they were going to go on this big mission, and they were going against the North Vietnamese regulars, mm-hmm. which is, they were
That's who we fought.
That's mm-hmm. what I mean. They okay. were serious. They weren't yep. Viet Cong. They, yep. You know, Viet Cong was like a farmer in the day. So they got some special equipment. They said it's the first time they had camouflage, like camouflage their face and everything. Mm-hmm. And they're doing it to me. It's like, "We are the most bad-ashed people on the face of the earth."
Yes.
They got extra grenades. Got the whole thing. It's like, "We're going to kill commies." Mm-hmm. "We're going to go kill commies." They were the most, and they start out on yep. the thing. All of a sudden, somebody goes, "Snake!" And you said you've never seen
people move.
You've never seen people dive and scream so fast. You're like, and then they all got back out like real sheepish, like, well, we're still the baddest guys on the earth, right? Even though we all just screamed like little girls and jumped off the trail. And the snake went right down the middle of the trail in between them.
So let me ask you with snakes. I mean, you don't kill them. I mean, you can't shoot at them because it would make noise and give away your position. So,
So they just left it go. Kept do its own thing.
What if, I mean, were there situations where they were aggressive with you?
I didn't see that snake. And I never seen a snake while I was there, but some of the guys had seen the two-step or bamboo viper, stuff like that, but they were there. But I never seen a snake myself.
I can't imagine, though, being on an ambush, like you guys would be on an ambush or a listening post. They're laying out there in the middle of the night in the thickest jungle on the face of the earth, and they can't move. They literally can't talk. They got to be so super quiet. And they would hear things going around around them. How that didn't drive you guys crazy, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How long were those nights?
They were long. And the situation with the nights, when you're out there, either platoon size, company size, you all have your NDP site. And before
night defensive position.
Yep. Okay. And before it's dark, you all put your stuff out. Your trip flares, your Claymore mine, that all goes out in front of you before dark so that you have... You know, the Claymore mine is like about maybe 70 foot of cord, if that. And you're in a 3 or 4 man position. So everybody has to pull a 3 to 4 hour guard during the night after you humped yourself off all day long. You know, I'm going to say it, Alpha Sierra off, you know. And so you still had to pull guard during the night. Each position had to have a man up surrounding the company CP or the platoon CP, which was in the middle. And so dark, you had to put your frags where you knew where they were. You couldn't be fumbling around. You never fired your weapon right away because that would get the flash off. So you always threw your frags when you got the word to throw the frag. You just didn't toss crap out. So,
but you guys must have heard things. I got just texted. Oh, yeah. Thank you for your service, Mike. You guys, I'm sure, heard things around you where you're like, you want to throw, but don't throw. But
right.
Because they say your mind can go crazy, right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I mean, there are, you know, animals or whatever. And I could tell you about one night we were on the edge and the cans were rattling down below from sea ration cans. We never threw our cans, we always just set them aside. So we tried not to be noisy. And anyhow, cans are rattling. So we were pretty much on 100% alert. And so pitch black, my buddy Rudy, point man, slack man, and he was almost right next to me, about 2 feet away. And all of us, it was so black you couldn't see him. And all of a sudden he screamed, left out this blood-curdling scream. And a spider monkey had grabbed his hair.
What?
And we didn't hear it come up at all or hear it. Mm-hmm. And he just grabbed his hair and he just screamed. And I thought I was going to be next because they were going to slit his throat.
Mm-hmm.
So dark, you can't see.
You have no idea what's doing it, what's happening.
No, yeah. No.
I might have had an accident if that was next to me, Mike. I'll be honest with you.
No.
Stick around. Mike Allen, Vietnam War vet, joining us. And we got a lot more to talk about over the next 10 minutes when we come back.
He came from somewhere back in her long ago. The sound of the fool, don't see, trying hard to recreate what had yet to be created. Once in her life, she musters a smile.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Doesn't Todd play the best music ever?
He does. So
ever.
Good.
We want to do a radio show. A music show.
Vinyl.
Won't that be fun?
Like, yeah. Classic vinyl.
That'd be so awesome.
Yeah.
Heather Heil, our special guest, filling in for the mayor today, and our very special guest, Mike Allen, Vietnam War veteran and artist.
Mike, what do you have in your hands there?
This is the Veteran Magazine, the VVA Veteran Magazine. If you remember the VVA, you get the magazine. And this is January, February's issue of this year. There's another thing in here that we did not know about until, or I didn't, and a lot of people didn't know, that the lumber was treated in the ammo boxes. And those boxes that guys made shells with back in the rear and cut them up, and they were used on fire bases. For filled up with sand and ground.
And furniture even, mm-hmm. right?
And furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if I can pronounce this word, but it's pentachlorophenol.
Okay.
And it's cancer-causing. It's got all kinds of other things that you can get from this agent that was in the wood to keep it from rotting.
Mm-hmm.
It was a preservative for the wood.
How many ways did they try to Yeah, did that country
give you things?
Yeah, I mean,
other than
crazy,
the hell that
it?
You were yeah. going
other
through.
Other than a bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You know, that's the thing is the VA services and the different things they've. I mean, I know now even they finally recognized diabetes as mm-hmm. being caused
Correct.
By Agent
yeah.
Orange.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I hate to say this, but I know this. I believe this like you can't even believe. There's going to be more of those kind of things coming out now with our Iraq and Afghanistan.
Correct.
Veterans. Because those burning pits, mm-hmm. nobody knows what was being burnt.
No, absolutely.
And those guys were breathing this stuff in. And I know one guy is a friend, good friend of mine, that he was like in charge of me when I was in Iraq one of the years, when I embedded, like 40 years old, died of thyroid cancer. Another great friend of mine, healthiest guy you'll ever find, stage 4 throat cancer. Another one has it. Now, there are things that have, there are so many, when you go into a foreign war type mm-hmm. thing, nobody comes away unscathed. I really believe that, don't you,
yep.
Mike?
Yep.
The exposure to things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was also, we also had the burning pits on the fire bases, too. So on the fire bases, they'd be burning the same stuff pretty much as what they did
yeah.
in the past wars here.
Another guy, no, he they came upon this a bomb crater, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it was filled with water, and the water was really blue. And it's like, oh, my God. Let's take you. They all mm-hmm. got naked and jumped in and splashed
no.
around. Turns
yeah.
out it was because of the type of bomb they were dropping at the time. That's what the blue color was mm-hmm. from, and completely lethal type of thing. I mean, yep. it's crazy the ways
yep.
they could get you.
Yep.
Yeah.
No. So, and with these, back to the burning pits, what were you burning? Was that just to keep warm? Was that
no,
to
that was,
get rid of stuff?
That was stuff that they were getting rid of, you know, canister casings or whatever, you know.
And everything has right. something to it that you don't want to inhale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike, another thing about Vietnam, when you were over there, you were there in the time when, because like guys that were there in 65 and 66, they've told me that, you know, they felt like the nation was really behind their cause mm-hmm. and, you know, doing the right thing to stop communism and everything. You were there when the worm had turned, weren't mm-hmm. you? Can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, there's an old saying, nobody wanted to be the last person killed in Vietnam. And you guys were kind of part of that unit, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that like just mentally?
We were up in the I Corps, and we were a swing battalion. And that was, that means you were upcon to another battalion that was, got banged up pretty bad, needed help, or they were on stand down and you would take their areas. So we were swing battalion, and we would go all over. There was 69 fire bases up in that whole area where operational, and some of them were shut down. But yeah, we were supposed to be winding down and not getting and making contact, but that wasn't the case. We were still search and destroy. And it was the Ripcord area, Bastogne, Birmingham, Catherine, Maureen.
Ripcord was a real notorious area. They got hit really hard, mm-hmm. didn't they?
Yep. Yeah, they were battling there for months. And the other companies would be around the hill. And right as I got there with about 13, 14 other guys, and some of them did get onto Ripcord. And anyhow, we were supposed to have gotten onto Ripcord. And then the following day, joined Delta Company on Hill 805. And they were getting hammered on that hill. And what they were is support for Ripcord. And they got hit pretty bad. And we were supposed to be out there. And we didn't get there because we did not have the equipment to get there. And once we got the equipment, we didn't have transportation to get there. So we were deuce and a half to Camp Evans, and by then it got too late for the birds to fly. Otherwise, they were going to transport mm-hmm. us onto Ripcord and then onto Hill 805 the following day. And that didn't happen. So they got hit so bad, and the following day, the Raiders came back, and they went to Eagle Beach for a day of stand down. And then we hooked up with them back in the rear, and when they came to Camp Evans, and that's when we joined with the rest of the company.
You think you'd be sitting here today if you guys had gotten there on time?
Probably not. I'd have been a cherry, probably, as you'd say, tits up and country dead.
Okay.
Oh, Mike, I'm fascinated that you're talking so... I don't want to say normal.
Matter of fact
about all of this. And I'm looking at you and I'm like, you live this. This isn't some Hollywood movie.
No,
this, exactly. this is your life.
You're sitting three feet away from a person that was right there.
And Mike, do you talk about your experiences often? Do have a group that you know, all of this? That's a lot to be carrying around in your heart.
Yeah. I always talked about it. You know, when I worked in the paper mill, talked about it, showed picture my... showed the guys photos and some dead bodies and stuff because I carried a 35 millimeter camera after stand down.
Mm-hmm. Show me some dead Viet Cong.
Yeah.
One quick thing, Mike, we're running out of time here, but your mind was put at ease at a reunion because you thought you did something that led to a guy getting killed.
Yeah.
And then you found out that wasn't the case at all. That eased your mind, didn't it?
Yeah. Because I thought he got killed by shrapnel because we got, we're NDPing, and went up to the NDP site, two guys, and then they come flying back down because the NVA opened up on them with AKs. And so then we took the hill on line assault, LT Guerrero line assault. So we took the hill line assault, went up, and Chi-Com come flying. I heard rustling and seen the rustling, and all of a sudden the Chi-Com come flying out.
It's a grenade.
Mm-hmm. Flown over my head, and then I hollered Chi-Com, and platoon leader Sergeant Rob jumped. Alto Griffith jumped, but he got wounded in the foot. And called in the Cobra gunship. Ramby did, and he says, cover your family. Jewel is coming in hot and heavy. Mm-hmm. And the first rocket left the Cobra, and it blew up into the trees, and shrapnel flying. So I thought he was killed by shrapnel, but he was killed by small arms fire.
So it wasn't, it wasn't friendly fire, as you say. Right. It was the enemy that killed him.
Wow.
Mike Allen, thank you so very much.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been such a pleasure, and we want to promote your artwork, too.
Yes, we do.
We're going to do that. I'm
serious. We're going to find it, in your museum.
Absolutely. Yes.
I only have 350 left, so from 1977.
All right. Mike Allen, thank you for your service, my friend. Thanks for sharing it.
Thank you.
We're going to set a quick break back after this. Situation must be right.
burgers and a bottle of wine. We're gonna get it on.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 12 law enforcement agencies around Wisconsin are splitting almost $2 million in opioid settlement funds. Wisconsin will get more than $750 million of the National Settlement Fund through 2038. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says some initiatives will help keep opioid addicts out of jail or treat people already in jail. North America might be in for another smoky summer. Dr. Bruce Snyder is with the Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate. He says climate change is fueling hotter and drier summers, raising the risk of wildfires.
And when that happens, people have more respiratory disease, people have chronic lung disease, tend to get sicker. So there's a lot of downstream consequences.
And insects that carry disease thrive in warmer weather. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 16-year-old boy was hospitalized and a 15-year-old boy was arrested following a shooting on Green Bay's east side near the intersection of Mills and Village Streets Friday afternoon. Police have recovered the gun they believe was used in the shooting. Two area schools, Preble High and Dan's Elementary, were locked down for a while police searched for the suspects. The shooting victim is expected to survive. With the warmer spring weather will come outdoor activities. Peter Flukey is a bicycling enthusiast and expert from Green Bay. He says that bicycle safety is a shared responsibility for cyclists and motorists.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking. But because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You know, you need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
The Wisconsin DOT says bicyclists are considered equal to other vehicles on any Wisconsin road and must obey the rules of the road. That's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The disturbing miniseries, Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, set a max record with well over a billion minutes viewed for the first four episodes. The docuseries tells the story of a toxic, dangerous culture for child actors that took place on some of the most iconic children's shows in the 90s and early 2000s. And people on social media overanalyze things too much because all they do is look at their phone news. The New York Post reports that gamer Peace Matters posed a question on Facebook recently asking why Simpsons characters haven't aged. His theory is that a hint was dropped in season 4 when Homer has a discussion with God, who jokes that Homer will only live another 6 months. 6 months later, in the same season, Bart shook a can of beer as an April Fool's joke. Homer opened it, the can exploded, and put him in a coma. The insinuation is that every episode since has happened during Homer's coma, and that is why none of the characters have aged. Funny, I always thought it was because they were cartoons. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy through early this afternoon, then becoming mostly cloudy with sprinkles, and it will get windy later today. Our high 66, the wind southwest at 10 to 20 this morning. Gusts up to 35 by late this afternoon. Tonight, windy, scattered showers, 49. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers, or a thunderstorm with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't. Drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off.
That's
not... What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, we celebrate a famous Wisconsin tradition. You guessed it, polka music. And Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. It's actually Mino and Heather Heil today. The mayor is on his way back. Boy, it looked like I saw some other pictures. Todd just showed me. It looked like he was having a good time at the Parrot Head thing the other night.
And he was working. Like, legit, yeah. He was standing at a station, like, and he's usually, like, a busybody, yeah. But he was, like, working it for the crowd.
He was the busy, a busybody?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Really?
Chatty, knowing
never,
everyone.
Didn't know that.
Never seen that side of him.
So, the new Community Shelters fundraiser, of course, on Friday yes. night that he is a big part of.
Puts his heart and soul
yeah,
into that.
Yeah, he does, and it's just such good people over there. We love them, and they had their fundraiser, and they had live parrots there, so you could get your photos
That's
taken
awesome.
With the parrots that Jim was working hard. He was like, $5, and I'm like, how about we try 10? And he was like, okay. So they were just really kind people, and it was really a fun night.
That's awesome. Glad it went over so well.
Yeah, it was so fun. So I do have to, can I tell you about something that happened
yeah,
this weekend?
Yeah, can I just say one thing? You got a very cool watch.
Oh, you're thank you. Watch. It's I know, cool someone's watch. Calling me right now.
Oh, I was wondering, you're taking yep. your phone call on your watch.
I can, but
do,
yeah.
That was, do you want to do that live on the air?
No, yeah, go I'm ahead. Good, because somebody,
I've never seen somebody take a phone call on their watch before.
Somebody who wants to sell me insurance or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so no,
all
we're
right.
not going to.
What
My
show
car
was that? Todd, and when we were kids, what show was that where a guy used to talk into his
oh,
watch.
Oh, that was Gadget.
Oh, Inspector Gadget.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. And Get Smart was in his shoe.
That was a shoe.
That
correct.
Was a shoe. Yep. Right.
Yes.
Inspector Gadget talked into his phone.
Professor Clouseau. Was
yes.
that it? Was that? Or no, that was Pink Panther.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm getting it.
But I've just,
no,
I've
I'm
never
not
seen a phone. I've just
yeah.
never seen a phone call come on a watch before.
Yeah, and now it's asking me, do you want to talk about Inspector Clouseau?
Okay.
It just does all those
oh,
things.
That's
I just did.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
I don't know if I like that.
Yep. No. Stop.
Todd and I had a weird thing the other day, or me, Jim, and Todd, or whatever. And we're talking, the guy, our guest, had the exact same shoes as mine.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, I know where you buy your shoes, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And I looked at my phone, and there was an ad for those shoes.
Yeah, it's always listening.
It's like, wow. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I was talking about
that,
and now
happen?
It is. Yeah, that's,
yes.
that's why. So,
yes. Wow.
Okay.
Okay,
so this weekend, other
yeah,
than this weekend, I do want to share. So if you are a business owner
okay.
or you work in the service industry in our
okay.
community, please turn up the radio right
okay.
now and please just hear me from the bottom of my heart.
Okay.
If a customer walks into your establishment and you are busy, and I know that this happens, all you need to do is acknowledge the customer who
yeah.
walks in and say, I will be with you in a moment.
Yeah.
I had 3 separate times this weekend where I was not even looked at and acknowledged.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
No. I mean, yeah, but it's common. And I hate to say this. That happened one of the nights Jim and I were out for, we had our food thing. And
mm-hmm.
I went up to buy a couple glasses of wine. And
you see they're working their tails
yeah,
off. You
but,
know
but
that.
But he wasn't.
Oh.
I'm just going to say that. He wasn't. Okay? But he was talking to these other people. And he starts walking over to me. You know, to take my
mm-hmm.
order type thing. And he stops and walks back and continues to talk to them about some conversation they were having.
Just...
I was steaming.
Well, yeah.
And then somebody else who was in here fairly recently was at a little place almost like next door to us here. That's no longer open. And she said she stood there and stood there and stood there.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady finally turns and says, can I help you?
Like, yeah, you.
Yeah,
we have
but
to do better.
So it's the
better.
Exact same
yes.
thing. So that happened to you too, huh?
It does. And
yeah,
it's
just
more
acknowledgement.
And more. Yeah.
I agree. And again, God bless them. My son is a bartender at times and server, and all, so I understand what they go through
mm-hmm.
at times with jerks
yes.
as well. But
just look at me and say,
yeah.
"I will be right with you."
Yeah.
It takes 2 seconds to do this. So if you please, if you are in that industry as an owner, please have that conversation with your staff that
yeah.
customer first, and they will totally understand. It will, and I will tip so well
yes.
when someone does
I agree.
This
totally
because
agree.
You just, I will, I don't need, I'm not an alcoholic. I don't need my drink right now when I walk
yeah.
into
yeah.
the bar.
Right.
I will wait 20
so,
minutes
absolutely.
If you are
yeah,
doing
busy,
your thing.
Yeah.
Someone.
Yep.
And some people do. They will talk and try and monopolize your time and not
yeah.
realize that someone else is there. But
yeah.
just Give them a head nod too if you can't. Like, I see you. I'm coming.
I could not agree more.
Yeah.
It's Larry McCarron and I always used to have a saying. A couple of places would go, let's go to so and so where the customers are an inconvenience.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel like you're bothering them.
How do you keep coming back? But there's so many like great places and so many people do it right.
Totally agree. But when they don't, it's like, ugh. Really?
You notice it. Yeah. And I am like a big person for social media of like spreading the word. And if that happens, I don't
share.
Can I
tell you another little one?
Yeah.
Jim, for some reason, when Jim and I go places,
maybe they're ignoring him on purpose.
Maybe that's it. But it was this place and they wouldn't take cash. It was a bar type thing. So you had to do the credit card. So I ordered a couple of drinks for us, gave them the credit card, but they did have a tip jar for cash. Mm-hmm. So I took out like a $5 bill and I put it, and he turned to give us the stuff exactly as I was putting the five in the thing. And he didn't even acknowledge, didn't say a word.
Mm-hmm.
He just watched me put it in and then just gave us our drinks.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you just say, thank you so
thank
much.
You
really appreciate
so
that.
Much.
Thank you. Looked at it and didn't say a word.
Yeah, I know. And John, in the world of tipping, where like you're expected to tip
someone
at a fast food place and different.
Right.
It's so, like, who do you tip? You know what? Okay,
My we have hit a chord
friend,
with her.
Yeah, my friend
just
went.
I'm just going to step back and let you guys
know this. My friend just went gambling at, not around here. And they won $16,000 in cash.
Oh, my God.
16. Okay, so first and foremost. And
16?
16. And I'm not a gambler. So I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, what? And they're like, they literally handed me $16,000 in cash. And then she's like, it wasn't that after I had to tip everybody. And I was like,
Wait a minute. You won $16,000?
No, I didn't. My friend did.
Your friend did?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
So if you win at a casino, you are expected to tip all of the people who like were playing and dealing the cards.
Well,
did
blackjack,
you know that?
Blackjack, I know. But not if it's a slot machine or anything.
She was playing cards.
Okay,
so,
yeah, then you would
tip
something.
Yeah, and your servers, and like it's expected.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. So, and I'm like,
well, I've never won big.
Yeah, can you imagine $16,000?
No, can't.
And them handing you $16,000, and then they asked her, would you like someone to escort you to your room?
I've heard that.
Are you kidding me?
They'll do that. They'll have somebody escort
you. Yes. You just handed me $16,000 in cash.
Yeah.
And now they know it's in the safe in my room. Like, can we not just Venmo this or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But then don't you have to fill out a bunch of insurance papers or tax?
You do, but they still
papers,
like, well, they take the tax out of it before they even give it to you.
Give it to you.
They sure do. So they're handing you this big stack of cash and you go with that.
I didn't know that.
So it's a whole thing. And then, so like in tipping the hotel workers that in your room, and who do we tip? Who do we not tip?
Yeah, I agree.
I never know.
You know, there's a new thing up in like my hometown up in Marquette. Where this one restaurant, it's a big controversy because the story was actually in the newspaper. They now charge 4% more on your regular bill, and they'd say it's an employee tax to keep employees so they can pay their employees more. So people are like, well, does that take care of the tip then? It's like, no, that's going towards their wages. We still expect you to tip. And a lot of people are like,
No, I feel that tipping should be based on performance.
Yeah.
That's always how I was raised. And I worked.
Were you ever a waitress?
Yes,
were
I was.
Really?
That's how I got myself through college. Was
no kidding.
Bartending and waitressing.
No
and you
kidding.
Know what?
If so you're speaking from the heart, then you know this.
If I'm not giving good service, I'm not going to give a good tip.
Absolutely.
It is what it is. And there are the people that are like, here's a quarter, sweetie.
Yeah.
And that's just always going to be a quarter, and that's fine. But where is that?
You know our good friend Lisa Malik.
Yes.
She ever tell you about her waitressing stories?
No.
No.
So she actually waitressed in Minneapolis at the Yacht Club.
She did.
And she was waitressing, and in comes Jerry Burns, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, with some friends.
Yeah.
Okay. She was like, oh, my God. This is going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm going to get this
gonna be
huge tip.
This is going to be unbelievable. Mm-hmm. He left her a quarter tip.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She took that quarter. She ran outside and said, hey, coach, here's your quarter. Here's your bleeping quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And she threw the quarter right at Jerry Burns, the head coach.
Yeah, I would too.
Can't you just see Lisa doing that?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
She's such
amazing.
A rock and roll chick. I like her so much.
She is. You know, she loves Dave Grohl.
Grohl.
So much. Like, that just surprises me about her. She's such a unique lady. I love
her. Okay, can I ask this? Because I worked with a lady in Manitowoc who was so infatuated with him. It was like mind-boggling. And she'd actually, she was supposed to go to like two different concerts that were canceled. Mm-hmm. One time, a member of the band's family died or yep. something right. to cancel yep. it. Then there was another one. And she was so, this is honest to God, true story. This a couple of years ago. She was so excited. Dave Grohl was going to perform at mm-hmm. the Resch. And they had like front row seats or yep. something. And I told her, we're at a get together. And it was like the last get together thing. Because COVID then hit the, like mm-hmm. the next day. Because it was my birthday. Remember that?
Yep.
And I said, hey, did you hear it's canceled? Mm-hmm. She goes, what? I said, Foo Fighters. Mm-hmm. Ah, she laughed. Oh, you can get me on Odd Things, Mine, or you're not getting yeah. me on that one.
Not I'm there, but. For it.
And I showed her my phone. I said, I'm sorry, the Resch has shut
like
down.
It really
and
is.
She was devastated.
Yeah.
What is it about Dave Grohl and that drives women yeah. crazy?
I'm not in that camp.
Okay, but some
I'm
women
like,
are.
Not, like, I'm not against it. I just am not in that. But they, yeah, we're Lisa. Lisa is like to the core. Like, they just right. love the Foo Fighters
so
and the music.
I'm a big fan of the band, but mostly because they're really nice guys. Like, he is just a really down-to-earth
Seems
guy.
Like
does
it.
A lot of
yeah.
good things. You know, he was in...
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I just love that band.
Okay.
And they have
okay.
a lot of fun. Like, it wouldn't be against them to go into the studio and record a disco record just because it's fun.
You're right.
You know?
But it's like okay, when we did the guy we were just talking about that we've had on the show a couple of times, we did the Garth Brooks.
Adam.
And
Adam Lee.
He introduced some people that have been to 52 Garth Brooks concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, some people get so yeah. infatuated with certain.
They love it. Yeah. My friend just went, Tim McGraw just played down in Milwaukee this past weekend. It was her 36th time seeing Tim McGraw. And I thought, wow. And I mean, I'm a George Strait person. I'm an AC/DC person, which I've never seen AC/DC. I would
wow,
give my...
Wow, you're talking about two extremes.
I know, but...
I love George Strait.
I love George.
I was never an AC/DC fan, to be honest with you.
I love AC/DC.
You know what? I think I grew up with it so much. Mm-hmm. It was so there. Everybody's 8-track. Everybody's whatever. AC/DC in the locker room, in the whatever.
Yeah,
you know what
see?
I mean? That it's, yeah. I got just so tired of it.
Like, that was my, like, pump
that
up
was
music.
Yours. Yeah,
yeah,
I believe
that was
it.
Totally that. That and Steve Miller. But yeah, George Strait. And I've seen him twice in concert.
Yeah, I'd give so anything to see George Strait in concert.
Oh, like butter. The man still has it.
Love
yeah.
him. What's your favorite George Strait song?
Oh, don't put that on me.
Mine is Cowgirl. How about them Cowgirls?
Yeah.
How about them Cowgirls?
I do love, it's not a mainstream song, but I love Heartland. I love Cowboy Rides Away.
Oh,
Cowboy Rides Away is one of
phenomenal.
My favorite songs. But,
phenomenal.
Run. One of his newer songs,
yes,
Run, I think
it.
Is beautiful.
Phenomenal.
So,
phenomenal.
Good tunes. Oh, yes, man. Thank you.
I love this
Todd
song.
Is just
all of
amazing.
My exes.
Todd is like a human form of yeah. what I said happened on my phone the other yeah. day where I talked about something. Yeah.
And then it came up. Todd is the one who brings
okay,
it up.
I just
the
got this from John Kramer, our buddy.
Yeah.
I saw Jimmy Buffett over 50 times.
Yeah, see, no, Jimmy Buffett's a different thing. Like,
yeah, that's,
the
yeah.
parrot heads are a whole
they are, they're a
another
cult.
Level.
They're not
that,
bands. They're a cult.
Yeah, no, they're not. I'm one of them. Come on
let
now.
Us know. Yes. Somebody, let us know here, whoever other people are. I would go yeah. see Bob Seger every chance possible.
Oh, absolutely. I've never saw Bob Seger, but
saw
yeah,
him here.
I would love
he was
to
great.
See the Eagles. If
oh,
you have a chance to see
I
the
didn't.
Eagles.
And they were in Green Bay,
yeah,
and it was like, oh, they're $100 a ticket.
Worth it. Worth whatever you have to pay to see the Eagles. I feel, though, with George Strait, like,
yeah.
I lived his category of songs for a while,
yeah.
so I was like, okay, yeah, give it away.
I
my
love
yeah, so
George Strait.
Just good music that
you
touches
text
your heart.
Here. Read yeah. that text there.
Tomorrow on the show.
No,
where are we?
No,
there
no,
we go.
Well,
okay, Dave Grohl right there. Down to Earth. Genuine. Fully supports young talent. Creative. Out of his mind. Fearless musician. Feeds people in homeless shelters. Yeah,
wow.
he does. What is not to love, Nancy? Yes.
Got another one here. Neil Young. People go see Neil Young all the time.
Yeah. I mean, who? So
yeah.
Bob Seger for you.
Yeah.
Anyone else? I'm trying to
Springsteen.
Think. Yeah.
I've seen Springsteen twice.
Oh, I've never
I'd go,
seen Springsteen.
I'd go to his concert anytime I possibly could.
I would Lady Gaga. I would like to see
oh, really?
Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Madonna. I've never seen Madonna as well. Just because they're iconic
yeah, yeah, no
performers
no
to
question.
See them.
I partied with Madonna once.
You? Of course you did.
Why?
I know I did.
And?
I would have a tattoo on my forehead.
What kind of, were
that
you
said, I partied yeah. with Madonna.
I would lead with that.
Got this one. I'm going to see John Fogerty in August. Love John Fogerty. Loved CCR.
Oh,
how did you
yeah.
party with Madonna?
She had her music album that just came out. It was kind of like 2000, 2001. And she was wearing the cowboy hat and stuff. So they had a record release party. When you worked in radio back in those days,
yeah.
you'd get
mm-hmm.
invited.
Yeah. So I can't tell the story on the air, but
come
I will
on.
Tell you off
oh.
the air.
Oh, so it's a good juicy one. Oh, that's so great.
You've got a story with Madonna you can't tell on the air.
I cannot tell you
We're
on the
throwing
air.
It to a quick break ahead of time.
We need
We've
to know.
We've got to hear this story.
Todd.
And if you think we're not going to repeat it on the air, you're crazy.
You cannot tell this on the air.
We'll be like, so our friend who was partying with Madonna right? this one time.
Okay, just a yes or a no.
Okay.
Yada, yada.
Close.
Oh my!
Well, did you kiss her?
Hold on. No, just I'll tell you.
She's a Catholic school girl. This better not be bad.
All right,
and Italian. Wow! Oh, we're throwing
Why
it to a break.
Why is he blushing? Look at.
Cannot, okay. He's blushing. It's the first time I've ever seen him blush. Back after this with a great story.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes. Part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukey.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking. But because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
Flukey says responsibility includes obeying the rules of the road. But did you know bikes are equal to anything else on the road? It's true. By the way, the Green Bay area earned a bronze level, which is basically third place for being a bike-friendly community. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Wow. Wow.
My mouth is still on the floor.
Let me just say this. I've been to a lot of places. Wow. I was never in that place that Todd was.
Wow. Todd.
Uh-huh. Todd.
That was a really different part of my life.
Talking about Todd's experience with Madonna.
Yeah.
Okay. For those, because we can't say we want to desperately, but
desperately.
Use your imagination. It was Todd.
Can I get drunk on the air here someday and tell that story?
Sure.
But you were an innocent bystander in that, I feel. Like you were.
You're a babe in the woods.
Yeah, and she was just being Madonna.
She abused
and
you.
Just
did you file charges?
Had her little wig. Mm-hmm. Me too. It's Todd.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Hey, so tomorrow morning on the show, one of the biggest talents in Wisconsin right now is Charlie Behrens.
I've never seen him, and I want to see him.
I have, and he's so incredible, and I missed the boat with getting tickets, but you have tickets to give away, I hear.
So he's at the Resch Center this Saturday night. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, we're going to have a Sconny Bee. Okay, so Wisconsin Bee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be people have to call in. We're going to have a spelling bee for towns in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Towns in Wisconsin that you have to be able to spell.
Correct. Okay. So it could be Ashwaubenon. It could be Oconomowoc.
What if they're looking up on their phone? Oh, they can't look up on their phone.
Well, if they're on their phone.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't care if they want to check.
Yeah, it's just the contest to do it.
We'll
it's
get
Charlie Behrens.
We'll give them 5 seconds.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
5 seconds.
So basically, here's what you win. Not only a pair of tickets to see him on Saturday night, but you also get a pair of tickets for meet and greet.
John, you gotta take me.
We're hosting that.
Are you?
We're introducing him.
I love him.
I do too.
He's so funny.
I'm actually doing an event in Manitowoc in the first week of for the Heart Association, and they said you could pick one of the two nights that this goes on. One of the nights Charlie Behrens is going to be doing what you're going to do.
Yeah.
I said, can I do it with Charlie Behrens?
Yeah, right.
They said, no, you're going to be doing this auction thing. He's going to be doing it the night before. So I had to wait for Charlie Behrens to pick which night he wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They could have said, hey, Charlie, we're going to let mine go.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's
Come
not going to happen.
Yeah.
Second fiddle.
Exactly, right?
So tomorrow morning after 8 o'clock, we'll have the Sconny Bee.
She'll be on her phone.
And the mayor, you can play.
Absolutely.
Yes. The mayor cannot change the rules in the middle.
Oh.
So, John, you've got to help me with
that. Okay, I will.
He's got to stay on his best behavior.
He changes rules right in the middle
of
things.
I bet he does.
I don't like the way this is working out.
No. Let me handle this.
Now, in this concert or show,
yep.
It's not a concert, is sold out.
Yeah.
I have tried every which way but Tuesday to get to, like, I've called my people at the Resch Center and
hey,
said,
you know
PMI,
what's cool?
Hey,
you know, I got a couple different pictures.
What?
I'm sorry.
Why?
I know. I saw a couple different pictures on Facebook. Jerry Seinfeld had breakfast at the Creamery.
Yes.
And then he was at a brewery, I think, a local brewery.
He went somewhere else where I saw
the comic book store.
Yes.
Oh, that's
Powers
what
Comics.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
That's awesome.
And I heard selfies with people.
The show was unbelievable at the Widener Center. I heard he was really, really good.
Why didn't I go to that?
You should have. Yeah.
I was actually kind of surprised to see him out and about like that. Because sometimes
too.
He can be a little...
Yeah, he doesn't really want to deal with people.
Yeah. He has a new show coming out this fall.
Oh, he does?
So he's going to be a little
a
bit
TV
more...
show?
Yes, he does.
Show?
A TV show. So I think he's going to be a little bit more personable and out there with things to relate to the people. So that made sense to me.
I didn't know that.
Yep, that's why he's on tour and that's why he's moving around. He's got a new show coming out.
I don't know if I was Jerry Seinfeld and had...
If I would do something
the
again.
Fame, if I'd ever touch another TV show.
Yeah. Because,
you know, people do that and then they come back and it's just not
I remember Lucille Ball.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. she tried doing a new when she was old and somebody said, like a critic, I thought she was dead after watching this show. I wish I was. I'll never forget that. Devastated her.
Yeah.
You know, why end it that way?
Right.
You know
but
what
he
mean?
Also did, you guys, he did Comedians in Cars.
Sure.
Which
was
fantastic.
That. Yeah.
That's
so,
good.
I mean,
but that's a little different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a different project like that, that it's not like a sitcom.
Because that's kind of happening to me, I think, sometimes. Mine, I had a great career. Now you're here with the mayor every day, just like two old men up in the balcony in the Muppets show.
I love the Muppets.
I got a picture. We're at an event. He says, hey, I got a picture of you guys. I want you to autograph this for me. We're like, really?
Yeah.
Okay. See, he shows me a phone. Yeah. It was the two Muppet guys.
Here's what's funny. Like, I follow this Gen X thing on Facebook. It's a little group, you know, and they're like, the reason why we don't get bent out of shape about stuff in the jet, because we had two Muppets up in the balcony giving everybody crap.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. We grew up with it.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, we are. But so I put that on my Facebook and I said, I think that's completely unfair to the two guys from the Muppet Show.
But that the we're being compared take to the high road.
Yeah,
yeah
exactly.
With that.
Yes. So tomorrow, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Charlie Behrens at the Resch Center this coming Saturday. You'll also win meet and greet passes. We're going to play Scotty B after 8 o'clock.
Wow.
Love it.
I mean, that's a great
Oh,
thing.
You know what? I want to get your friend on here.
Which one?
Well, the one you kind of hang out with.
Which one?
The one that works for the Packers.
Oh, Danny Mock?
Yeah. So here's what I want to do. Here's
he told me that we couldn't talk about him this morning. And I'm
I
can't control John.
I just
he totally
I just
is going to talk about you.
Okay, yeah. So we're doing a thing where it's going to be called Win Mino's Money.
Oh, I like this.
Yes, and it's going to be up to $100 that you can win, okay? And on the last day, you could win possibly $1,000.
Wow.
Here's the deal. I got a buddy that's going to, like, give Todd a list of quarterbacks. Quarterbacks from 1957 till last year that have played in the NFL. If I get it, we start at, like, $10. Okay, you win 10. It goes up to $100 a day. I want him one day to come up with 10 quarterbacks.
Oh, he would totally crush that.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be competition.
And
yeah,
I will
he'd be
say
so good.
What college they went to.
Yeah.
Okay, can we do that?
Yeah, he's the same way. So
I know. He and I are so similar.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
When we're like traveling and in the car, Dan will be like, oh, yeah, so and so went there and they went to high school at this place. Yeah. And I'm like, how do you know that?
Yeah. So being here, is it kind of like being with him right now?
Yeah.
Like when you're with John?
When we were there. So he sent some military clothes for you to hand out.
I know. That was really nice of him. Really nice of you. Really nice of both of you.
It was him, not me.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, we're going to do that. I'd love to get Danny on one time to do it. And he actually did an iPod for me one time to run to.
Yeah.
And it was like everything that if I knew how to put things in an iPod, it was exactly that.
Yeah. He's a music man. He loves his music.
And he's supposed to redo it for me because I left it in my shorts pocket and washed my shorts.
I keep jacking him up about it. I'm like, Dan, he's going to ask me about the iPod.
Yeah.
You need to create him a playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I think he's coming in here.
So he's a little busy right now.
Okay.
There's stuff happening in the football world. So when he's done, I think he's coming on. He's also with the Green Bay Rum Society. So he's going to come in and talk with you guys about some rum.
That would be great.
That's him.
Yep. Okay.
I'm trying to get somebody from the Bourbon Society, too, because that's so popular now.
I don't know anyone from
So he's the rum guy,
but he's
huh?
the Rum Society. So rum is so much more than grocery store rum. And he has taught me so much. When we first started hanging out.
The way Todd and Madonna hung out?
Yeah. No, not like that.
Did you do that to him?
No, I did not.
First time you met him?
Not the first time.
Did you say, oh, my God, you work for the Packers? Come here,
I waited for the third date for that. Okay, just kidding. Madonna behavior. He said you want to go to a tiki bar? And I'm like, well, I don't
can
like,
I ask you a quick question since we're running out of time?
You were running out.
Who would you, celebrity-wise, do to that Madonna did to Todd?
George Strait.
Okay. No hesitation.
Okay. Nope. Boom, right there.
Heather, it's always a blast having you here. Thank you so much for
Thank
doing this.
Thank you so much for having
this
me.
Is so much
Children's
fun.
Museum, come visit us.
We'll keep pumping it. All right, we got to go. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time, live from Governor Nelson State Park, as we talk to Tia Nelson, the daughter of the late, great Governor of Wisconsin, who created Earth Day, right here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.